This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, January 4th. Well, cattle markets took a breather yesterday after a very strong start to the year. Yesterday was basically just an inside day, chopping around both sides of unchanged throughout the whole session. But we traded at the top end of Tuesday's range, which is a good sign. If the market's going to run out of gas and the sellers are going to step up here, then I think the market would have buckled a little bit more. Bull spreads were active pretty much throughout the session as well for both live and feeder cattle. So that's also encouraging. It would suggest you're going to get some more follow through to the upside. Cash markets got rolling yesterday. The Fed trade around 175, which is up 3 on the week. Box beef values, however, continue to see just a buckling of the choice. Down another 631. We're sitting at 278. So that market alone has lost $12 just in the last 2 days. That's a pretty big break for any market. And the select was only down 1 cent at 259. So that market has dropped $1 while the choice has dropped 12. So you can see we're following a normal seasonal pattern where after the holidays, the choice box beef values do tend to lose to the select, but it's usually not this fast or dramatic. The spread is sitting at 19.18. That was down 6.30 yesterday. Movement was 160 loads. It's pretty solid. But again, for Wednesday, you tend to see your biggest load movement anyway. So it's not anything off the charts, but it does show pretty decent demand. Slaughter rate yesterday, 128,000 head. That's a bit more than the average of around 125. For the week, we're sitting at 254,000. That is up from the 225 the week prior, and it's down 4,000 from a year ago. On the daily feeder cattle index, we've seen a light volume the previous couple days on sharply higher prices. But again, the light volume wasn't going to have that big of an impact on the 7-day weighted average. But yesterday, we're seeing the volume start to pick up. We're seeing these auctions come back online and a lot of movement coming into them. So 6,700 head, that's the highest we've seen in several weeks, in fact. And that was at 224.44 on the daily average. And the 7-day average was down 314. It's sitting at 225.05. So it's right in line, or pretty close anyway, with where the daily average is. And it's also pretty close to where the front month futures are, which are sitting on the January at 226.07. And that was up 65 yesterday. So everything's kind of right in line there. So we'll pay close attention to what these daily auctions are doing because, you know, we're seeing the prices push higher. So clearly demand is there. But as you get into more auctions coming back online and more movement of these backgrounded calves coming into the markets, will the demand hold up on these bigger numbers? So far, it's looking very good at, you know, the big numbers yesterday and solid prices. That's a good start to the year. And I think it's obviously helping to support the feeder cattle market, which has been on a sustained rally here. We haven't even gotten halfway back to the slide that we had starting in mid-September, but the market has held its own and held the gains for right about a month now. That's the longest we've seen the market hold together since that slide started. Usually it's just a few days and then it continues on its downslide. So we're also just barely breaking above that very narrow trading range, which was at the top end of this recovery, which does suggest you get another leg up in this market. So you needed to break above that range, which you did. You closed above it. And yesterday, you held those gains in a very quiet session. It, you know, unless the market pulls back quickly and gets back into the range, which at that point, you'd have to look at it as a failure to hold a breakout. But at this point, especially with the cash showing resilience here and showing solid support, it does suggest that the board's probably going to hold together. And in particular, with the bull spreads working, it does show that there is certainly some underlying support to this market. With the cash trade and live cattle holding together very well, that should help support that market as well. So short term, it does look like the momentum is to the upside. The cash markets are supporting that and the futures are holding together pretty well. box beef values, you know, the choice coming under a lot of pressure, but the select is not following with that at all. So it looks like the spread is correcting there quickly to get the year started. I wouldn't imagine you're going to get a lot more momentum to that. That spread's going to balance itself fairly soon. So as long as the volume holds up on the box beef, that shows that, you know, retail and wholesale demand is still solid, and that would help to support the market. Getting into the spring, of course, we still got a couple months before we take a really hard look at what pasture conditions are in the south. But the moisture profiles, subsoil and topsoil, are much better than they were a year ago. That at least suggests you're going to get good grass, at least to start the grazing season. So demand for calves will stay strong, either for producers to hang on to calves or be looking for calves at the auctions. I think that bodes well for feeder cattle coming into the spring. You know, you need to have the moisture there, you need to have grass, and it's going to come at the same time producers will be more encouraged to retain some heifers, start rebuilding their herds. So the dynamics certainly cast a very positive spin, I think, to the, at least the feeder cattle market to get things rolling in the spring and early summer. We'll just have to see how the economy holds up, how live cattle are holding up. So far, things look fairly solid. And with the prospect of declining interest rates, that helps stoke that potential even a little bit more. But that has yet to happen. But it certainly seems to be the sentiment moving forward. So we'll see how this plays out. But in the longer term, the trend is still up for lives and feeder cattle. Intermediate term trend has been down since this, mid-September. Short term, the market's holding together pretty well. And so it looks like probably get a little bit more to the upside near term. Then we'll go into a correction. I don't think we'll put in new lows. At worst, we'll probably test them. But I do think you've found enough support here to suggest that those lows from last month will turn out to be longer term lows. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.